Our guest today on the World Cafe is the Los Angeles band The Knitters. There, of course, has been X for years, and X made a kind of a folk country album 20 years ago, and now they've made a new one as well. And the members of that band, including John Doe and Xene Cervenka, Dave Alvin, also DJ Bonebreak, and Johnny Ray Bartel are all here today on the cafe. I start the session off by asking about how they recorded the new album, because I understand it was pretty much as they're set up today, all in one studio in one place.
Absolutely. That's the only way I think you could make a Knitters record. Because we don't know the songs that well, we have to look at each other while we're playing. We have to play it all at once and go, okay, end it now.
Well, there is a great array of tunes on here. Of course, there are a number of X songs done knitterized. What's the difference between a Knitters version of that and the unclogged version of X songs?
Now, that's a good question. The unclogged version would be closer than the other X version, because that's our acoustic record.
It's faster.
These are faster?
They're faster, and Dave's contribution is just way different than what Tony Gilkison would play, and it's harder but more melodic at the same time.
Well, hopefully we'll get to some of those, but we wanted to start off with a song that was a Flatten Scruggs tune, Give Me Flowers.
That's where we heard it. I think it's traditional, or public domain.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Give Me Some Flowers While I'm Living. Great performance today from Xene, John, The Knitters, everybody. You know, I'm sitting here listening to this, and of course, we got the approved Grand Ole Opry drummer, single drummer thing, and we've got Luther Perkins on guitar over here. And these are the modern sounds of The Knitters. So you've kind of updated it into the 50s? Is that the...
50s and 60s, yeah. See, Dave was playing the baritone guitar on that last one.
I'm using a new amp.
No. a 1965 reissue amp.
Well, it kind of brings up something in that there's a line. You always perform the music you pick and the music you perform. There's a reverence to it, but there's sort of a, certainly in the packaging of this and everything, there's kind of a wink going on with The Knitters. And you certainly do respect all this music. That's what'd be sort of...
Well, you kind of got to, you can't be too sensitive to this music on one hand. You have to be and then you can't be. If you're too sensitive, it becomes chamber music. And the one thing, you know, especially in country music, I don't know about anymore, but in the old days, you know, if you went to a country show and you saw Merle Haggard or Buck Owens, there was a 15-minute comedy slot where Merle and or Buck were doing comedy routines. And, you know, they do the imitations, they tell bad jokes, the whole bit. It was part of the tradition.
I can't imagine Merle Haggard as being that funny.
Merle's pretty funny.
I don't know.
Well, now, whose job is it to do that with the Knitters, though?
Oh, that's John and Exene. They're the yucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do a lot of cutting up while we're playing live. I think there's a wink there, but it's not ironic, because I hate irony in music. I think it's like you should really be committed and do your thing. There's humor, mm-hmm. but it's not ironic in any sort of fashion, I don't think.
We just thought it'd be funny.
Yeah, we took our pictures at Sears for the cover.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. Yeah. Well, now, next up, I guess we're going to do John's song, Try Anymore.
Try Anymore.
So we move around the room with the Knitters today.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Why don't we even try anymore? It's like using that old key in the door. If it won't open right at first, you got to wiggle it till it works. But we don't even try anymore. Well, I went out of fishing yesterday. Seemed like everything I hooked has got away.
I'll bet they did.
Those damn fish are like a life. I swam away just like my wife. But we don't even try anymore. We planned a suite forever. And I thought our golden rings would make it shine. But after 7 years together, neither of us seemed to have the time.
Indeed, with all we were talking about, the humor included, we don't even try anymore. Exene, you've been doing some writing, and I wanted to talk about it. It's maybe been a couple years now, but you did some writing to accompany some photos from the Iraq War.
Yes, I did in 1991 with Kenneth Jareski, who was a Time magazine photographer who was stationed. He was with the troops, the press pools of the 90s. And when he did his photos, they were on the cover of Der Spiegel and all those, you know, whatever those foreign papers are, London Observer, and not in Time magazine,
mm-hmm.
because they were too gory and gruesome. And our side was just sitting around in little ditches, kind of staring, nothing to do, because they wouldn't let them show any combat in the photos. And the other side was getting killed and surrendering. And so he came back and was angry and wanted to do a book so that the pictures would get out. And that's called Just Another War. And I've been writing since I was 15, so I have like 4 or 5 books out. And thank you for asking.
Now, how did you decide what to say about those, not having been there?
You know, what to say about those? You know, my father was stationed in World War II on an island that was kamikaze'd, you know, into, you know, obliteration. And I talked to a lot of people in the service, and what I took my cue from was what was going on in the pictures, and I wrote about what wasn't going on in the pictures. So I would compare a picture to World War I and what went on there, or that they were home watching television, because it looked like they were maybe sometimes sitting around, they were just looking vacantly out, but, you know, looking for, not vacantly, but just staring at nothing, and it looked like they were watching TV or something like that. So I would write about them being back home and the people that missed them, and more about them as humans, and it made me more sensitive to the military than I was when I went in to do the project.
What part of your life does X and the Knitters take? Because I know on this end, whenever you guys get together, just hearing you and John sing and just hearing this band is like great for so many people. But what place does it take in your life now?
Well, the big place it's always taken. It's never diminished in either band. I would say it's right in there after being an assistant librarian and a parent. Well, maybe above assistant librarian.
Certainly more yucks than assistant librarian.
Well, you know, those kids are pretty funny.
But not more yucks than being a parent, I wouldn't think.
Mm-mm.
There's certainly a lot in there. Dave, how do you pick what songs of yours are going to end up being Knitters? Are you going to redo with the Knitters? Because I know you got Dry River coming up.
I don't know. They wanted to sing it. That's up to them.
I'm
just the guitar player in this band.
Okay.
I'm the hired hand. Around Knitterville.
I'm glad they let you do a tune or two. So this is Dry River?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I was born by the river. It was made with cement. I was born by the river, it was paved with cement. But I stand in that dry river, dream that I was soaking wet. Someday it's gonna rain, someday it's gonna pour, someday this old dry river, it won't. I used to play in the orange grove till the bulldozed all the trees. But I stand among the dead stumps and smell the blossoms on the me. I fell in love with you, baby, but you did not fall for me. Now I'm as dry as that old river, and I'm as dead as those old trees. Someday it's gonna rain. Someday it's gonna pour. Someday this old heart of mine will fall in love once more.
Dry River. Not to confuse things. John singing Dave Allen's tune with the Knitters
right
here today. Well, shall we head out on that highway and look for adventure?
Well, this is truly the modern part of the concert here at World Cafe, in which we travel back to the Fillmore West with the Canadians known as Steppenwolf. They taught us this song backstage, you know.
Well, get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way, gotta make it happen. Get the world in a love embrace. Buy all of the guns at once and shoot them off into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born to be wild. Once we run so high, true.
there are those of you who think this acoustic music is for the faint-hearted, I should tell you that drummer DJ Bonebreak has completely smashed through a pair of brushes here. John has broken umpteen strings over there. Xene, I'm surprised you can still sing. I'm very happy.
Oh, it's my... Yes, I just get to watch.
You know how.
I don't get to break anything.
But a perfect ending to our session. Thank you all so much for coming by.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking us.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
And thanks for more modern sounds. The Knitters are our guests today here on the World Cafe. The Knitters. Thanks to everybody for joining us today. And if you're looking for that new music from The Knitters, you can find it at our World Cafe CD store. It's on our new website at worldcafe.npr.org. To discover more new music, you can now download World Cafe Shortcuts as a podcast. That's an audio file that's delivered to your computer or MP3 audio player each week, featuring the World Cafe in-studio performances and interviews. Simply visit worldcafe.npr.org and click on NPR Podcast to learn how to subscribe.